With mother's pity in her breast enclosed, she goes. She were half out of her mind to every place where she hath supposed by likelihood her little child to find. And ever on Christ's mother, meek and kind, she cried. And at the last thus she wrought among the cursed Jews she him sought. She freineth, and she prayeth piteously to every Jew that dwelt in Vilka place, to tell her if her child went aught forby. They said nay. But Jesus of his grace gave in her thought, within a little space, that in that place after her son she cried where he was casten in a pit beside. O great God, that performest thy Lord by mouth of innocence, lo, hear thy might, this gem of chastity, this emerald and eke of martyrdom, the ruby bright. There he, with throaty carven, lay upright. He, Alma Redemptoris, gan to sing so loud that all the place began to ring. The Christian folk that through the street went in common for to wonder on this thing, and hastily they for the provost sent. He came anon, without untarrying, and hearieth Christ, that is of heaven king, and eke his mother, honour of mankind. And after that the Jews let he bind. This child with piteous lamentation uptaken was, singing his song alway, and with honour of great procession they carry him unto the next abbey. His mother, swooning by this bier, lay unether might the people that was there, this new Rachel bringen from his bier. With torment, and with shameful death, each one the provost doth these Jews for to starve that of this murder wist, and that anon, he would no such cursedness observe. Evil shall have what evil will deserve. Therefore, with wild horse he did them draw, and after that he hung them by the law. Upon his bier I lies this innocent before the chief altar, while mass lasts. And after that the abbot with his convent have sped them for to bury him full fast. And when they holy water on him cast, yet spoke this child when sprend was holy water, and sang, O Alma Redemptoris, Mater. This abbot, which that was a holy man, as monks been, or else ought to be, this young child to conjure he began, and said, O dear child, I holso thee in virtue of the Holy Trinity. Tell me, what is thy cause for to sing, since that thy throat is cut, to my seeming?